It was standing room only at the Rensselaer County Board of Elections Wednesday morning as the affidavit and absentee ballots were counted to determine the winner of Troy's Democratic mayoral primary. It was Patrick Madden and Rodney Wiltshire who came out ahead of Ernest Everett Thursday night. At the time, Madden and Wiltshire were only separated by 5 votes. The room went silent as the votes were counted Wednesday morning.
Patrick. Rodney.
At the end of the morning's count, Madden, the endorsed Democrat, secured the ballot line with 887 total votes to City Council President Wiltshire's 837. The two shook hands, but Wiltshire left the room quickly. Madden joined the press outside.
I would hope, though, that with this count that the Democrats in the city of Troy can begin to come together and heal old wounds. Put aside personal grievances and grudges and reunite and work toward the common goal of leading the city forward. That's what we all campaigned on, the best interests of the city, and now is the time to come together and work on the city's issues.
Madden, who began the race not enrolled in the party, has worked for Troy's Rehabilitation and Improvement Program for 3 decades. Madden said his experience will help bring change to the neighborhoods of Troy, which have made headlines in the last year for crime and fires.
We have rehabbed a couple of hundred buildings in the city of Troy. We put them back on the tax rolls. We provide affordable housing, home improvement programs, home buyer education programs. We help people buy homes. That's really critical for the city of Troy right now.
Madden will face Revolutionary Party candidate Jack Cox and Republican candidate Jim Gordon in November. Gordon, who sits on the city council, said the city's Democratic leadership has not listened to city residents. Mayor Lou Rosamilia is not seeking another term.
We had wet residents who didn't have natural gas to heat their homes. We had residents that lived next door to arson, vacant fire buildings, and they still do. Why? Because the city administration sits on their hands, and it's not their priority to address these issues. That's not what we're hearing out on a campaign trail. And that's not what the Democrats are talking about. They're talking about fighting amongst themselves.
As Madden prepares to expand his campaign in the run-up to November 3rd, Gordon said he expects a challenge in the race.
I got to think they're going to be out working hard. Obviously, they worked hard enough to win a primary against somebody who a lot of people in this city thought was the most popular individual to win any election, let alone a primary or city council or the general.
Wiltshire is not out yet. On Wednesday afternoon, Wiltshire said he considers a 50-vote loss in a contest of about 2,000 votes that involved 2 other candidates a victory over the Democratic machine. Wiltshire said he'll continue a clean campaign on the Working Families Party line.
There's going to be an education process in here. One of the things that we know is that many voters don't understand that they can, you know, jump across party lines when they're casting their vote. So, you know, hope the voters that are listening understand that, and, you know, we'll make sure that they understand that because their vote is important and it needs to be counted, and we want to make sure that every voter in Troy needs to know that I'm the best candidate that will work for all of Troy and put the party politics behind them.
Reporting from Troy, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.